This is Messages from the Middle. I'm Wendy Parrish. This is episode number 58, Mindfulness for Busy Minds. Let's get into the episode.
Have you noticed that people don't usually share their struggles until they're over? It's not until they've defeated their dragon and marched victoriously home that they share their story. Well, I'm not one of those people. My name is Wendy Parrish, and I am in the middle of my story. From the middle, I've learned a few things, and I would like to bring you into my story. This is the good, the struggle, the light, the dark, and the lessons learned. This is Messages from the Middle.
Hello, and welcome to Messages from the Middle. Messages from the Middle is a mental health podcast where I share my experiences from the middle of my mental health journey. Through what I've learned and what I'm learning, I hope to help us to love our lives right here in the middle. One of the things that I have discovered, and we've talked about this quite a bit in this podcast through my mental health story, is late diagnosis ADHD and how late diagnosis ADHD has affected really my mental health my whole life. And so, yes, there's quite a few episodes about ADHD. And I just want to point out that that may not be your experience or your story, but hopefully there's parts of it that you can relate to. But it has been very interesting how many, especially women close to my age, that I have met since starting this podcast and sharing my late diagnosis ADHD that have shared that they were also diagnosed late with ADHD, or even from me sharing my experience made them go, wait a minute, that sounds familiar. I wonder if I have ADHD. And one of the things that comes with ADHD, this is going to be a shock to you guys, like, you know, just like be ready, is a busy mind. And it can be fun. Like, one of the things that I love is I'm never bored. My mind is always entertaining me. I can always find something to think about, something to do. I'm literally never bored. However, this busy mind can be inconvenient when you do need to focus or concentrate on something. And also when you have intrusive thoughts and worries that you can't quite calm, because once you get started, the brain's going to run off with it. So I have really great news. There is something that can be done to train and calm your busy mind. You can take control of those intrusive thoughts, and you can teach your brain how to focus. And through this process, you actually can thicken, is the term that I found in my research, your prefrontal cortex, which is that part of the brain that helps with executive function and helps you to concentrate and focus. Meditation and mindfulness can help you train your brain and help you be intentional about your thoughts. Simply put, and this is an oversimplification, mindfulness is bringing your thoughts to the present moment, noticing the present moment without any criticism or judgment. The practice of bringing your thoughts into the present moment and being aware of your location, your place, wherever you are, that does take work and practice, especially if your brain is like a Labrador puppy in a squirrel park. But mindfulness is possible. You can do this work, and it's a really great way to manage your ADHD. So, a little sciencey stuff. Research has shown that people who attend mindfulness meditation sessions once a week for 2.5 hours, then complete daily home meditation practice that gradually increases from 5 minutes to 15 minutes over 8 weeks, were better able to stay focused and on task. And they were also less depressed and less anxious. Meditation can actually give you similar results as medication. without the medication. But I'm going to throw in here, don't just start meditating and stop your medication. That is a discussion you have with your doctor. But adding meditation will really help your results, your focus, whatever it is that you're working on, and help you with that. Help the medication do its job. In fact, one of the reasons I suggest medication is it helps to get you to do the things like mindfulness and meditation. So I'm not telling you to stop medication. I'm just saying it can have those same benefits. And beyond helping with ADHD symptoms, this type of mindfulness and meditation can also help people with ADHD boost their self-esteem and lower their stress. Because people with ADHD have trouble getting stuff done on time and can be forgetful, they tend to be very critical of themselves. I'm raising my hand right now. But you can use meditation as a tool to tune out that judgmental voice in your head. So it helps with that low self-esteem and that judgmental voice. And along the same vein, it also helps you boost your focus and concentration so there won't be as many things to judge yourself. And people who regularly do mindfulness meditation have been found to have lower levels of stress hormones when they're setting in situations that can cause anxiety, like when you feel helpless or out of control. So maybe you have tried meditation and maybe you're thinking, it doesn't work for me because whenever I try to meditate, this is what happens. Okay, I apologize for the low quality of that recording. I haven't figured out how to make it sound fancy, but I think you get the gist. And my question is, does anybody else relate? Because I relate. That is what my mind does. But that's the point of this focus and mindfulness meditation, is to understand your mind is going to wander. And then bringing your focus back, even if it's just for a few seconds, to your breath or a focus point or whatever it is that you have chosen as your focus, and not judging every time your mind wanders. Instead of when your mind wanders going, oh, I knew it, I couldn't do this, I'm so stupid, why did I do that? Just being like, oh, look, there it goes. And then you bring it back. I always choose to focus on my breath. So then I bring it back and I notice my breath and I spend time and I count my breaths and I bring it back. And the more you practice this, the more you are able to focus and concentrate. And you are training your brain and your body to find focus. There's this perception that meditation means to empty your mind, and that is not at all what it is. The practice of meditation is to focus on one thing. Did you notice that I also said practice? The point is to practice being present in the moment. Meditation is a practice. It's to just be and allow your mind and breath to flow as you observe your mind without judgment. And allow your breath to flow and to feel the sensations of your body. So there are libraries of books on the subject of mindfulness and meditation. So this is a very simple little introduction to meditation. If you are interested in going deeper, I can post a list of some really great books and resources that can help you in your mindfulness journey. One thing I'll throw in here is I love the Insight Timer app. There's amazingly talented, wonderful people on there. And anyway, as my friend Andrea says, all the cool kids use Insight Timer. So there you go. So the very first thing with a meditation practice is to just get started. You don't have to meditate for an extremely long time. You can start out with 5 minutes. And then you can just build up the time that you meditate as you begin to get more comfortable and start to feel more settled in your practice. And you don't need anything fancy. Just get started. Find a comfortable place to sit. Sitting is recommended, but you can lie down. So here are a few tips that I used when I started meditation. The first thing is to find a space, to dedicate a space for meditation. I actually set up a spot in the corner of my bedroom, and we call it the meditation station. And there I have a meditation cushion. You can find these on Amazon. And like I said, you just need a comfortable place to sit, but having your hips elevated helps your back feel better. There are certain things that can make it more comfortable, but you can just use a pillow, a blanket. You don't need to invest in a meditation cushion, but you can get them on Amazon. There's actually really good deals on them sometimes at like TJ Maxx or Ross. And in my meditation station, I also have a shelf that's kind of low. And on that, I have some visual cues of things that I want to bring into my life that I can focus on. And that when I open my eyes after a meditation are things that I love to see. And then I have a diffuser, which brings me to the next tip, which is smell. If I'm focusing on my breath and breathing in through my nose, it's really nice to breathe in a smell that you like. So I have an oil diffuser there where I use different, essential oils to diffuse. My favorite is this, it's called the Yoga Collection from doTERRA. It has three different, what do they call it? Proprietary blends in there. And I love all three. I'll just like pick one at random. I don't even like have like a favorite, but any fragrance you like will work. A lot of people use incense for their meditation. And I like incense, but I don't use it all the time. The smell tends to kind of stick around for a while. And also we've learned that incense irritates my husband. So it's in my bedroom, so I don't use it that often. Number three is sound or music. I use the Insight Timer app, and I find like a 10 or 11 minute song, instrumental music that I like to listen to, and that time that sets the time for my meditation. There are a lot of lovely guided meditations, and a lot of people really like those, but I actually tend to, the guided meditation will say a word and then my brain is just gone and I'm not really listening. So I actually prefer instrumental music. And instrumental music is recommended, or like meditation music. There's even certain hertz, certain vibrations in music that can help you. And you can even look it up, and there'll be like one that's good for focus, one that's good for relaxation, one that's good for getting you ready to sleep. And you can even look that up on Spotify, Apple Music, or Insight Timer if you know that there's a certain, I think it's like 435 or one that's really good for relaxation that I like to use. But I just mostly just like to find a beautiful instrumental piece of music that can help me to get out of my busy mind and find a point of focus, just bring me into my body and into my breath. So in essence, you want to be thinking about your senses. Are you comfortable? Does everything feel good? How are you feeling? Are you too warm? Are you too hot? You want to be thinking about what you're smelling. You don't want to be smelling dirty socks. And visually, usually I do meditate with my eyes closed, but there is like half open, eyes open kind of meditations or looking and focusing. So what are you seeing? What are you focusing on? People like to focus on a candle flame, finding a picture of something. And then what are you hearing? So putting on headphones so that you can cut, like isolate and just hear the music or other sounds that help you to focus and not hear, you know, your neighbor's lawnmower or the barking dog or whatever that might distract you. However, if there are outside distractions and you can practice coming out over that and focusing on your breath, even for a little bit of it at a time, that actually really helps your Labrador puppy in a squirrel park brain learn how to focus a little bit better. Okay, so now I just want to share some meditation techniques that can help you boost your mindfulness and your focus and concentration. One of those is counting your breath cycles. A recent study suggests that deep breathing has a positive impact on our body since it helps us deal more skillfully with stress. Many cutting-edge companies have meditation rooms, encourage their employees to take a break, relax, and just focus on their breathing. So one meditation method that is very helpful is, again, counting those breath cycles. So this form of meditation takes mindfulness a little bit deeper by giving the meditator a dynamic task. Count the inhale, then exhale, that's one. Inhale, exhale, two. Inhale, exhale, three, and so on. Try to remain fully aware during this process, and it's really a powerful training in concentration. Many people notice that their minds have wandered before they can even count three breath cycles. But with time and patience, your ability to focus will improve and you can keep counting more and more. And if you only make it to three, no judgment, just keep going. Come back into your body, come back to your breath. I'm not so much of a counter, but focusing on breath is my ideal and favorite way to meditate. So if you just want to do a breath-focused meditation without necessarily counting them, start out just sitting in a relaxed position. You want to be alert. You can close your eyes or just gaze downward. If you close your eyes and it makes you feel like you're going to fall asleep, you can just kind of do like a half-slitty eye. And this will help soften all of your feelings. You'll want to relax your body. Notice the feelings of your body. Notice what you've come in contact with. You're seated. If you're seated on a cushion, like where are your feet? How does all this feel? Pay attention to your environment. Be mindful of your posture. It's ideal to be upright, but then not rigid. And then start to just notice your breath and direct your attention to the feeling of in and then out. I really track the flow of the breath as it comes in my nose, and then I feel it all the way down my throat and filling the lungs. And then exhale, how does it feel coming out? I really try to focus on that sensation of the breath. The idea is to concentrate on that full cycle of breath. Once again, if your mind starts to wander, notice it and just bring it back. It's part of the process. A timer is really great for meditation, especially if you're like, I'm going to meditate for 5 minutes, 6 minutes, you know, however you're adding it. If you have a timer, then you're not like checking a clock or looking. You can just stay fully in your body. And it's really interesting because sometimes it'll feel like you're there forever and it's only been like 2 minutes. And other times your timer will go off and you'll be like, oh, I feel like I just sat down. And there's one more type of meditation I want to talk about before we close, and that's called a walking meditation, which is really good for really busy people that just got to move. Walking meditation can also help improve your concentration and focus. So you can do this in the sense that you go for a walk and maybe try to find like noticing things around you. So find 5 rocks that are yellow. Find flowers. Look for things that are heart-shaped. So that helps you focus on what's around you instead of just being like, you know, kind of in your head and letting your head wander. Another way to do it is to just walk very slowly and pay attention to each step. I have done a walking meditation where each step is a different mantra. So you take a step and you'll say, you know, I'm trying to think of some different mantras I've used. I primarily stick to peace and calm, or I am capable, or I am at peace. Those are kinds of things. And every time you take that step, you say the mantra and you move very slowly. So you take a step, say the mantra, take the step, say the mantra. But the idea is to be fully present and aware, because I don't know about you, but I was a runner. I love to go for walks. And a lot of times when I'm doing that, I'm not actually even in the environment or in my body where I am. I'm just moving. I have AirPods in, and I'm listening to my book or music or whatever, and I'm just kind of in my head and in that space instead of just being where I am. So walking meditation, again, I would recommend for people that just cannot sit still. So maybe even it just trains you to slow down a little bit and bring your focus back. So those are some tips on how to get started on your mindfulness and meditation journey. If you have any questions about meditation or mindfulness, you can reach out and talk to me. There's also so many resources. I'm like a little infant baby when it comes to all of this, but I can tell you I have seen the impact it has in my life. And when I'm out of my meditation habit, I can feel that I'm extra flighty and less focused. So I highly recommend it. It takes some time. It might seem a little bit painful at first, but it's really not. And it's so good for your overall full well-being. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really, really appreciate having you spend this time with me. And I would love for you to know that you are loved and you matter, no matter who you are or where you are in your story. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for joining me in the middle of my story. My theme music is White Linen by Asher Child. He's my kid. You can find all of his amazing music on all streaming platforms. And you know, it just wouldn't be a podcast if I didn't ask you to subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. But seriously, it would really mean so much to me if you did. Thank you so much, and see you next time. Walking.